Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Hi, Cindy. My name is Josh. I was just speaking with Ari. So my mother, she's elderly, and she's going through her banking records, and she's discovering these charges. This charge, I was actually, I called, this is the third different phone number I called and had been connected to Call Solutions. So we're inquiring on a charge dated April 14th.
Okay, hold on
And
for one moment. I need to pull up the account that way I'm able to assist you. Okay, what's your mom's first and last name, please?
Donna White is her official name. She also goes by the first name Chili, Chili.
What name is on the account that she has with us?
So Ari said the name was Chili, Chili.
Okay, who did you say? Did you
I
call
was
before?
speaking with, so this is the third phone number. So I've called several different times. So each bank transaction has a different phone number, and it just so happens it's the same voice message and it's the same company that's answering. So
Okay,
I was
hold on for
speaking with
one
Ari.
moment. Okay, what's your zip code, please?
12047.
One
I'm
two
sorry,
oh.
I'm sorry, 12080.
Okay, that's your mom's zip code?
Yes.
Okay, 12080.
12180.
Thank you. Okay, and your mom's name again is?
Chili White or Donna White.
Okay, I was able to locate an account in Chili White, and if you could verify for me, please, the address.
12 Conway Court, Apartment 5E.
In Troy, New York?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. And you're her son?
Yes.
Okay, your name is?
Joshua.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I do have her account pulled up. It looks like she completed a survey or entered in a contest for a mixer. In doing that, it also signed her up for a meal plan app, which provides nutritional recipes, workout videos, and things like that. And how can I help you?
Are you referring to the charge on May 3rd, May 4th, or April 14th?
One moment. Okay, I'm showing she was billed on the 12th of April, $59.89.
Okay, so that's the charge that Ari could not see. So I've got three charges, $59.89, $39.99, and $39.99, all that direct me to Call Solutions. She gave me information for one of the charges for May 4th, but this the one for April 12th. What information can you share with me so I can?
Okay, the $59.89 charge, that's for the meal plan app, which provides her with the nutritional recipes and videos and things like that.
And that, is that the Bite Hubs that Ari
Correct.
Was telling me about?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the charge from May 3rd about?
That's
she
not
said
on.
That.
I'm only showing one charge, and that was from the 12th of April for $59.89.
So she had explained to me that she entered a contest for a KitchenAid mixer. In order to enter
Correct.
That contest, she had to subscribe to Bite Hubs. And my understanding from speaking with Ari, that was the May 3rd charge that was posted on her account.
Correct, for the $59.89.
So that's April 12th, though. I'm speaking of the May 3rd charge.
See, I don't see a May 3rd charge. I can only assist you with the charge from April the 12th.
All right, so you don't see the other two.
No.
Interesting. All right, so I will call my mother up and talk with her. She's not. I couldn't find anything in her email. I cannot find anything in her app setting histories that would have shown that she made any purchases. So she is completely baffled. I'm thinking that she might have thought she was just entering into a contest. and not realizing that it came with a requirement to purchase something. So,
correct.
I will speak with her and call you guys back.
Okay. Now the account is.
Thank
do you want me to keep the account open? It's still open.
I'm not sure what you mean by keep it open.
Well, the this is a recurring subscription that your mom signed up for, so she will be billed $59.89 monthly for the meal plan app.
Yeah, so I don't think she's even aware of this. She's asked me to call the bank, but I figured I would call the 800 numbers on the accounts first and find out what was going on.
Okay. Well, you have time to call. Well, the next time she will be billed will be the 12th of May. So you would want to, if you don't want any future charges, you know, on the account, you would need to call in by the 11th of May.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.